continue for another 15 minutes. You probably won't be able to get in even if you call right now. I think all the lines are tied up. Heather on the line from Stockton, you're on the Giant 68 KNBR.
Yeah, I just had a couple things. First of all, I do think that the people who are protesting, I'm all for it. If they're against it, that's fine. But if you're going to sit there and make a lot of ruckus, you're not making things any better. You know, they're just as crazy as the people we're fighting.
I guess they think that this is a corrupt nation and that that the establishment is corrupt and property is corrupt and that it should all be destroyed, or I don't know. They're anarchists.
Yeah, well, they should think they voted for these people.
I don't think they vote. Seriously, I don't think these people vote.
And I also want to say, when we heard, I work over here in Stockton, right by the Sharp Army Depot and the other depots that are right here in the area, that it was the same thing, right? When we heard the news, we have a TV that went on, and when we put people on hold, we have an order desk, they were calling up saying, did you hear what happened?
Yeah.
We don't really have any access until we told somebody we'll go turn on the TV. And it was saying we were really, it was kind of devastating.
Terrifying, yeah.
I'm not old enough to remember things like Vietnam War and things like that.
Well,
and
I am,
this is nothing very new to me.
This is nothing like the Vietnam War.
This is devastating to me.
Nothing I can remember.
Very, you know, nervous about it. I have younger brothers, and so my husband's not, I don't think, is old enough to be, he's too old to be drafted again, but maybe not. But my younger brothers, I fear for, and I do have relatives over there, and I do fear for them, and I really think that I just hope that they get this over with.
Yeah.
Because if they don't stop him, I think he's going to do what Hitler did, and he's going to start getting little countries together, and more, he's just going to start growing.
I think we've learned one thing. I think we've learned he doesn't have that ability. I think the fact that he was not only taken by surprise, but something everybody expected to happen, but was completely unable to respond to it, shows really how little military readiness and military force Saddam Hussein in truth commands.
Yeah.
So maybe there really was less to fear from him than anybody thought. We have a military expert who's going to join us tomorrow from the Hoover Institution who will talk a little bit about Saddam's capabilities and